This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Carlton. And welcome everyone to the single Who Is Policy meeting number one on March 6, 2018 at 1330 UTC. And in attendance today is Alan and Carlton, and from ICANN.org is Jean-Baptiste, Alice, Lisa, Steve, and Brenda. We have a tentative acceptance of the meeting from Thomas. The call is being recorded. Please state your name for the transcript, and I'll turn the meeting over to Carlton. Thanks.
Thank you, Brenda. Good morning, everybody, for joining the call. We are going to be discussing the single who is policy, that is how we respond to the recommendations and see if we can find some areas to flesh out. I developed a talking point document that is in the display area of the Connect room. And it's just really to background what has happened. The question is about policy. So you want to ensure that we understand what a policy is, what the policy making process is, and then finally to look and see if there are any gaps in that process. And secondly, in dealing with the recommendation from the previous WIS, we would look at what was recommended and what actually emerged from the recommendations. The recommendations are there in the report, the final report for the WIS 1 review team. There was an action plan that was developed to respond to the recommendations, and from that action plan, there was an implementation plan, and there was a rolling implementation reporting system that gave us some information about what transpired in the implementation. All of these documents are available to the team, to the group. In my mind, we agree that all of us would look at those documents, and out of those documents, after we've done, we would then address the questions. The first part of the document that is in the window is merely to reflect on all of that, where we're coming from, what is there to look at, and so on. And Alan, I know you have a view on this. I would first ask if you have any objections or any detail you would want to add to this or direction.
Not really. You've heard my view before, and I'll perhaps should summarize it here, and that drives, to some extent, how we go about the task. I had originally thought, or my understanding was what they were asking for, was a presentation of the policy in a single place. Susan corrected me, saying, no, at least some people on the review team were actually looking for a single policy. Now, if indeed that was what they were asking for, I think that was completely unrealistic. We know that policy can only be formulated by the GNSO, and if the problem was, as is shown on the screen, it was poorly defined, then only the GNSO can refine the policy. And to charge the GNSO to refine the current policy, given that we knew we really need new policy, I think would have been a glorious waste of time. So I find it quite reasonable that the board did not attempt to redefine the current policy to satisfy that recommendation. I think they should have said that, which they didn't, but I think that's quite reasonable. So then it devolves to the second part of it, of can you present the policy in a single way, and they chose to instead point to all the bits of the policy and not try to express it in a way that is understandable to someone, and I thought the understandable part was at least part of the requirement. So I believe them not creating a single policy was an appropriate action, although perhaps not well documented. Not attempting to do to re-articulate the policies that existed in a way that was understandable, I believe, meant they did not follow through on the recommendation. And given the current state, however, of new policy being formulated by the PDP, I would not recommend any follow-up action at this point, despite the fact that I don't believe they fully implemented the recommendation. So if indeed we accept that thought process, then I don't think we want to spend an awful lot of time gilding that the lily of that analysis. So that may shorten the process of how we proceed on this on this recommendation and go forward. And I'm done.
Thank you, Alan, because those are my views as well as you pointed out. The it's the GNSO that makes the policy, and the policy has been a series of, I use the term, amendments, exemptions, et cetera, et cetera. There's a baseline, and then there's all of these little additions and these little pieces, exemptions here, there, and so on. That is in the past, and the policies are there. The issue for me was and I don't think that should be revisited. So I'm with you here. We're not going to revisit that. The only question that, to my mind, that we need to answer is whether or not the publication of on the website of the various pieces of policies in the way it was is placed was sufficient to for the documentation of it to make it available to people. And that's to me, I don't see maybe if we do user interface design and so on and do an analysis based on modern theories of UI design, maybe the website would come up a little bit lax, but it is what it is. And so the other issue then for me is if we're not going to go back in history to look at all of those pieces of policies and try to find a way to bring them together, what can we say about going forward? And this is where I think the board initiated initiative to look at an interim way to address GDPR may actually be seen as a first step in having a single WHOIS policy. And we have to see what comes out of the PDP, the RDS PDP working group, and how they adopt that in further work to see what comes out at the end. But for me, the first indicator that there might actually now be an opportunity for a single WHOIS policy is in this initiative that was crafted by the board to respond to GDPR.
I guess Lisa has her hand up. Maybe we'll go to Lisa first.
Yes, Lisa, please.
Thanks, Carlton. Lisa, for the record. It occurs to me in listening to both of you discuss this that it might be useful to ask the first review team, whether that's Susan or others from the first review team, what benefits they really wanted to get out of having a single policy as opposed to a single policy document, and then examine those intended benefits to see whether there are, in fact, gaps by going at this just by having a consolidated document. Because I think the general understanding is GNSO sets policy, and so you can't really ask GNSO to go off and create a new single policy for practical reasons. But focusing on what they were trying to achieve and whether those things have actually been achieved or if there are gaps, there might be a different way to address those gaps. That might be a way to, you know, bring this around to something that is a recommendation that would be helpful and not impossible to achieve.
Yeah, it's Alan. I don't know if we're not obliged to make a follow-on recommendation. We can simply make a judgment and leave it at that. Carlton, I would disagree with you. I would think we want to avoid, like, the plague calling what the board is doing in response to GDPR policy. If we start calling that policy, you're opening a can of worms that you really don't want to open. I think they took action on a single policy by chartering the PDP, followed, you know, having been preceded by the expert working group. So I think they took action to say, let us create a policy. I do not think one of the problems with a nice, simple page that people can understand, regardless of whether it is describing a policy or a conglomeration of miscellaneous bits that add up to the policy, is you always have the problem of what is the definitive source. So the definitive source is the policy, and it's never going to be in simple language that's easy for some novice to understand. And, you know, I think at some level what was being asked for was unrealistic. And I think going forward we want to say there will be a single policy eventually, and it should be described in ways that people can understand. But I don't think we need to do a lot more than that. I do think the group overstepped their bounds in saying board should define a new policy, a single policy. I think that was unrealistic. But that was in a day when we did not define the terms policy and implementation the way we do today. And I think we have an easy way to go forward on this, and I don't think we need to make it a lot more complicated is what I'm saying. We have enough other really complicated work to do.
Alan, can I tell you, I don't think we are disagreeing at all. I would absolutely not want to have what the board is doing as a policy. But what I said was that if what is done is followed through the policy development process and all that, this is the initiation of it.
They initiated a long time ago, and this PDP is going to proceed regardless of whether there was a threat of GDPR fines.
Right. But the guidance from the EWG, and those are board actions that are coming through.
I just wouldn't mess it up by adding GDPR into the equation as one of the steps. It's one of the ugly things we have to do right now, but that's it.
I take that on. Yes, you probably would not want to muddy the waters with this one to eat. But I want to recognize that the board has done some things has kind of been driving a single policy development process that is going through the GNSO now, and that's where we want to leave it. I agree with you that we don't need to get into the weeds beyond that. We are totally together on how we respond to this. I really, having looked at it, I didn't see that we could go much beyond that. Lisa's suggestion that maybe we look at their review team and ask them what the intended objective was for that recommendation, and if they see gaps, even in the recommendation itself, not just in terms of the implementation, but gaps in the recommendation where maybe some part of us will advise, is a good one, because it would help us to bring closure to what you and I agree would have been an impossible task anyways. Is there Lisa, is a hand up there?
No hands.
Okay.
Everyone is silent.
So
and I should note Thomas.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Say that again, Lisa, I'm sorry.
I was just saying Thomas has joined us as well.
Oh. Hi, Thomas, welcome.
Good morning.
Thomas, good morning. We were having a discussion about how we go forward with this question, and I'm agreeing with Alan, and we agree that it would not be sensible to go back and look at whether or not, knowing what we know about how policy is developed and implemented,
mm-hmm.
in ICANN, it would not be useful to go back to look at whether or not a single WHOIS policy could have emerged in the situation. So we thought the real question to answer here is whether or not the presentation of the policy, which is one aspect of what was recommended, in on a website where all things WHOIS, whether or not that was sufficient. We just found it, in my view, and I think Alan supports it, because the bits and pieces and all of those things together combined becomes the WHOIS policy. You have to put up all of the pieces, and it would just be impossible to find one single document to merge all of them. So to us, the publication on the website is probably as best as could be. You could have some user interface design issues that might be brought into play here. But by and large, we think based on how things evolve, it is pretty much the best that could happen at the time. So the question is, going forward, would there be an opportunity for WHOIS policy? We think that the RDS working group that's going on now, that is following up on work done by the EWG, is an opportunity to do that. I don't know, what are your thoughts? If you see the two questions that I have down there, a couple of questions for the group, maybe you could focus on that and let us know what you feel.
Okay. Actually, I'm driving in, so I'm not looking at the. I'm listening in. I'm not looking, following along. So I have to look at that, and I'll try to send you guys something back a little later this morning.
Yeah. I think part of the problem is the original recommendation, or the prelude to the preamble to the recommendation, says something which I don't think is possible. It's and moreover, although they were complaining about poorly defined things, I think their sentence was poorly defined. It says the ICANN board should oversee the creation of a single WHOIS policy document, not policy, but policy document,
yeah.
And reference it as this in subsequent versions. Subsequent versions of agreements. In other words, it should become the definitive policy document. So they are talking about a policy, not a document. If you reference it in other places, it's the policy, not the policy document. And the concept of the board overseeing the creation of a policy does not parse in the context of ICANN and the GNSO, because the GNSO has the sole responsibility of recommending policy to the board. So what they were requesting, I don't think was possible. And if you then assume that, well, all we could do within our rules was create a single policy document, I don't think they did that. Nor do I believe they could have done it as the definitive document, because again, the policy that's written is what sets the rules, like it or not. So I think they took reasonable action. It did not create an easy-to-read document. That's understandable. And I think at this point it was an interesting recommendation. I don't believe it was completely implementable. And I believe the only reasonable action going forward is what we are doing, chartering a group, having chartered a group to create a new policy, and hopefully we'll write this one up better than we did the last one. And I'm not sure we need to do a lot more than write that in nice words.
Yep. Thomas, what say you?
I agree with what he's saying. I mean, I was actually chewing something. 1 second. No, I agree with what he said. Thanks.
Okay. So all right. So we're good. Lisa in the chat says, the benefits the review team was trying to achieve could be described and provided as input to GNSO RDS PDP working group. That's a kind of a outcome from all of this. And that is after we've spoken to the members of the review team to get further and better understanding of what they're doing.
I would suggest that it certainly would be worthwhile reminding them that the end product should meet this original target, but that's a matter of documentation once they actually define what the policy is going to be. So I think it's part of their task, and it's worth reminding them, but I don't think it's part of their work today. So I don't think they've not done it. I just don't think they're anywhere near that stage of doing it.
Okay. So I think it would be useful, as Lisa is suggesting, that we bring closure to that. That the idea that we agreed on here, Alan, mm-hmm. that maybe we talk to some members of the review team and kind of nail that down. And then Lisa is also suggesting that perhaps if they do a good gap analysis, we could present that as an output from us to the PDP, RDS PDP, as something that they could look at just for closure.
Sounds like
that is the only thing that we can add to this discussion. So I will try to set up an interview discussion with some members of the review team. Maybe we have Suzanne was on it, and Emily Taylor was the person, and I think who else?
James, I think, was on it. I think James Waddell was.
James Waddell was on it. So any of those persons or a group of them, Lisa, if we could get to them and see whether or not they would be willing to have a chat with us.
Probably easier focusing on people who are still active in ICANN.
Yeah, it would be useful. Emily,
specifically, you want someone that was involved in developing this recommendation, right?
Right, right. Somebody was involved in developing the recommendation number two, and we were throwing out names of people that were doing. Alan just put a label to it. People who are still active in ICANN will be easy to reach. Maybe we could have a little sidebar with them at in Puerto Rico. Maybe that would be good.
You are going to be there, Carlton?
Yes, I'm going to be there on the 13th.
Okay.
But only for 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carlton, when do you think, do you want to do this, do you want to talk to them before doing the write-up or after?
Before doing the write-up.
Okay.
Before doing the write-up.
Well, I'm available. You know where to find me. My schedule, as usual, is crazy, but
yes,
we can try.
Yeah, we will talk. We will talk further so we can outline clearly what the thinking is. Thomas is also, we're going to put it together. So we could do that. So the action items are there. Is there anything else we want to add? I don't think.
I think we're done.
I think we're done. I will follow up, as I said, and we will move on with this. Thank you all. Thank you, staff, for facilitating. Thank you, Brenda, for arranging the call for me.
And thank you, Carl.
I'd like to call the call to an end. See you all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.